Heavenly Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus as we get into your word for a few minutes that you would open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law or thy word. Psalm 119, verse 18. All right, Saints, Mission Mexico, part 12. I have been here for 7.5 glorious months, and all that we're doing down here in beautiful Mexico among these noble people, they're so humble and receptive of the gospel and the love of God. What we're doing is simply distributing the love support, the love offerings that you are sending God's people to help these people. We're empowered by God via your prayers also. According to Philippians 1:19, where Paul said that when the Philippian saints prayed for him, the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ was going to be poured out afresh on him to do the Lord's work. Amen. So as a result of your love offerings, these special people are daily being fed the Word of God. They're being fed physically and spiritually. It's very refreshing to minister to so many people who have never even heard the gospel and are very receptive, hungry, and desiring to know more about the Lord. Today alone, many people have received the gospel tract and the spoken word in Spanish, the Jesus tract in Spanish, and some have received additional help, such as Joe, a homeless man I met today, and asked him if he was hungry, and of course he said yes. So we've got a picture of this man, this precious man that received ministry. This message is the podcast or the audio version of Mexico Mission Update number 12, or doce in Espanol. So Joe received the word spoken. First, he received an invitation to get fed, and we walked over to a local vendor, and I pulled out the chair. It was like a bar stool. The attempt was to try to treat Joe in a very special way for just a little while to give him a refreshment in his life, and had him sit down, and we ordered him anything he wanted, a nice warm meal, a torta he wanted with meat on it, etc., and a cold bottle of water to refresh his soul. And then I began to minister to him in Spanish about how he could receive. God wants to give him a new life in Christ. I gave him the Jesus tract and showed him the prayer on the back, and he, as usual, grabbed it with both hands and was captivated by the message of Christ. And anyway, this is all being made possible by your love offerings and prayers, Saints. We are laborers together with God, you and I and the Lord, as we execute the great commission that Jesus sent us and is holding us responsible for accomplishing. And he's giving us everything we need. Amen. God is so good. And this is your love offerings, the love of God in you, sharing out of the wealth that God is bringing to you, that is being spread abroad down here among these beautiful people. Mexico is a blessed people, a country culture that I would say is frozen in time. I won't go into detail now, but the family unit, the modesty of the people, the scruples, it's absolutely delightful. The kindness, the manners. You'll never hear a person raise their voice. I say never, probably virtually never down here. These people are very, very kind, and they live the golden rule, and they're not even saved, most of them. So what a blessing. It's a very great honor that you and I have to reach out and touch them with the gospel of Jesus. It's been a very productive season, as you'll see in this mission or Mexico mission update number 12. I've included three different videos. One of them is me walking up to a pretty large group of homeless people, and there were several kids. They received the spoken word. I'm not too good with holding the camera and approaching people and feeding, trying to get everything going at once there, because they all come to you and you're giving them a coin each and you're giving them a track each. They're standing in line for the tracks, by the way. You give one out, they're all got their hands out like, can I have one please? And it's just amazing. And then food and things like that. So I'll try to get a little better with that. I was walking. I filmed the walk up, the initial approach there. You'll see the video. It's the first one on this page. And Sister Karen Cochran said, "Praise Jesus. Thank you for sharing your Mexico mission with all of us. It brings joy to my heart to see so many people touched with the love of Jesus. We, the body of Christ," she says, "are Team Jesus." Amen. Last night, a lady, and I'm just touching on a couple of people here. We don't film or take pictures of but a small fraction of the people that are being reached. It's just, we don't want to do too much of that, but just to give everybody, as Karen's saying, that she enjoys seeing the insight here, is give a little bit of a glimpse of what's going on. Last night, Reina, a lady, a dear lady, received dinero, that's money, food, the ministry of the word, and a Jesus track, and I believe she might have already been a believer. Now, I have not mastered by any stretch the Spanish language, but she was responding, and I couldn't rightfully agree with what she was saying because I didn't understand, no entiendo, exactly the fullness of what she was saying, but I just kept on preaching everything I knew, and it's a pretty good amount of things in Spanish to her in a kind way, and that's how we deal with everybody down here, is very, very kindly. So, as a result of your love offerings and prayer, Reina received the love of God in many different facets last night. Also, I turned $20 of American money into coins, and I carry around a little pouch, and because the tracks go in there, the money to give away goes in there, etc., wallet, stuff like that, it makes it real handy for doing a lot of street work. And so I got $20 worth of coins. That's a lot of money down here. That's probably, like, I'm thinking $60 down here or something, maybe more. And so I try to give one or two coins to everyone just out of kindness that comes to me or that we go to and approach in a Jesus track and kindly minister the gospel to them in Spanish. What a blessing. So think about every time, maybe somebody's listening that maybe wants to and has been praying to help, and just think of what your $20 a month would do. Now, some of you could do a whole lot more than that, and that just fuels us and the expenses of this ministry outreach, and quite frankly, it gives us a great opportunity. Many of us, hopefully several more, will join in and take the opportunity, the kingdom opportunity. Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive. We're the blessed ones when we give. Amen. We all know that. And there's a certain elation that is not by accident when we're blessed to find and run into and to have an opportunity right under our nose to give. We are the ones that are blessed. We are. This is Acts 20, verse 35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. So who's more blessed? According to Jesus, the one that's receiving or giving, it's the one that's giving. We take out of what God has given us and we give it out to others. And this is a grand opportunity. Okay, another video I have in here is the seasonal lights around the end of the year. Okay, and I mean, these videos do not do any justice to the beautiful areas of this town. It is magnificent. So you'll see a lot of more pictures there on the post here, the 12th Mexico Mission post. And wanted to do a little podcast real quick here and talk to everybody and give God the praise for what you're doing. Notice this one family I encountered, and it was a mother and several children of numerous ages. I caught some of them in the picture, not all of them. And this one of them, the little baby boy, he is absolutely adorable. He's got a little hat on that has the word cute. You'll see it pictured here. And your gifts fed this family. I believe there was five, might have been more people. I took them to a local restaurant, a lady basically having a restaurant out of her home, and people come there every night and eat. And I walked in and paid the lady and asked her to feed this family. And that's made possible by you. That we have many homeless older ladies that are from special Indian tribes here in Mexico. And you'll see them pictured here. And just a multitude of other things. I wanted to say thank God and thank you for participating. Again, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. We, you and I, beloved, are laborers together with God.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. That's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.